AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department has found Louisville police have engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights. Saka Magani has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the misconduct ranges from discriminating against black people to assaulting the disabled, using excessive force, and carrying out searches based on invalid warrants.
This conduct is unacceptable.
The probe started after Louisville police fatally shot Breonna Taylor in her home. The warrant used to enter is now part of a federal criminal investigation. The city has made several changes in both police leadership and policies, including banning no-knock warrants. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill again today, this time telling the House Financial Services Committee policymakers will take a close look at the upcoming jobs report and other economic data before deciding on the next interest rate hike.
They're going to be important in our assessment of the higher readings that we have very recently received and of the overall direction of the economy and of our progress in bringing inflation down. And we'll be carefully analyzing them. We have not made any decision about the March meeting. We're not going to do that until we see the additional data.
Rita Foley has the latest from the Labor Department on jobs.
Employers posted 10.8 million job openings in January, and bosses hired more workers in January. But layoffs rose. Overall, layoffs rose in January to 1.7 million. That's the highest since December of 2020.
The White House says President Biden's budget proposal aims to cut deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade, up from the $2 trillion he promised in his State of the Union. Stocks steadied on Wall Street, small gains for the S&P and the NASDAQ, a small loss for the Dow. And Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim is retiring after leading the program for 47 years. This is AP News. Demonstrations and rallies around the globe today to mark International Women's Day. Donna Warder has a look.
It's a day established to celebrate and demand equality for half the planet's population. But it's a long road ahead for countries such as Afghanistan, which has become the most repressive for women and girls since the Taliban takeover in 2021. 18-year-old Shahida was in the 10th grade when the Taliban took over. Now she works in a yarn factory. Women don't have any rights in Afghanistan. Schools are closed, educational centers are closed, and all other options for women are closed. We just demand from the government to reopen schools and educational centers for us and give us our rights. On Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres noted that on the current track, gender equality won't be achieved for another 300 years. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.